Good morning, it's 7:06. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us on the line is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette in Schenectady. Hi, Judy.
Hey, Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well. So, all right, end the suspense. Is there still a village of Middleburg?
There is. The village of Middleburg survived the massive floods of Irene and Lee back in 2011, and now it has survived a referendum that proposed to dissolve its village government. Voters came out in force Tuesday and rejected this referendum. The vote was 344 to 71. In fact, more people came out yesterday to vote than they did in the last mayoral election. A petition signed by about 140 people and submitted by former Mayor Gary Hayes had forced the referendum. Hayes had argued that the village was an added layer of government and dissolving it would save residents money. But when we talked to people yesterday in Middleburg, they said it hadn't been made clear how much money might be saved. And others talked about how important it was to preserve their historic village, which is 300 years old. In fact, last year they celebrated their 300th anniversary, and a lot of people brought artifacts from that celebration to the polls yesterday, and they talked about how important their village was. So the village of Middleburg still stands.
Let's talk now about Stephen Rossi, one of the more famous stories in this area in some time, and a Court of Appeals ruling has come down about the state of his pension.
Right, a convicted Schenectady arsonist, Steve Rossi's $79,000 a year state pension is his again, after New York's highest court reversed a lower court ruling that had seized the money for possible payment to some of his victims. The state court of appeals, however, did not decide the actual issue of whether victims of crimes are able to seize pensions under New York's Son of Sam law. That law, named after New York City serial killer David Berkowitz, was initially passed to prevent criminals from profiting from the publicity of their crimes, but was later expanded to give victims the ability to go after other sources of income. In this case, the court said a key argument wasn't initially raised by the State Office of Victim Services. Without that, the underlying issue of state pension protections and the Son of Sam law could not be decided. It wasn't clear what might happen if the case returned to the Court of Appeals with that argument being made, but for now the decision is that Steve Rossi gets to keep his pension. Rossi was head of the Buildings and Grounds Department at the Schenectady School System, and he was convicted in 2010 on 18 charges against him, including placing bombs on homes or cars. It was a series of incidents intended to intimidate people he perceived as his enemies or enemies of his friends. No one was physically injured in any of these incidents, but several of his victims have filed civil suits against him. Rossi himself is up in a Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora, serving 23 years to life.
We've been speaking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or just pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, always a pleasure to speak with you when I have the chance. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ian.